It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host. And with me, I have Aaron. Guys, for those of you who have been tuned in the last couple of weeks, he was on last week and the week before. The week before, we were talking about solar, you know, what to expect, what to think about, what to consider when, you know, considering solar. And then the last week, we were talking about the tour for Fish Guide, and we've went over a couple things, and it was pretty exciting. You know, for those people who want to do things, you know, that's one of the greatest things to do to bond with friends and family is to go on one of those guides and just have a good time. And so today, we're going to be talking about family. Okay, I know on this show, we talk about tons of different things, but I want to focus on family and specifically what's going on in the summer. So as you guys can tell, you know, we have summer 365 days out of the year. It's sunny 24 hours. I'm just kidding. I wish. But summer is short. It's way too short, you know, and it's too short not to take advantage. And so we want to just talk about, you know, just having a good time. You know, we have such a short amount of you know, summertime. It's not worth missing out. You know, and every single year that we get comfortable with, oh, I'll do it next year. We'll try it next year. That's all it's ever going to be. And you're going to realize, you know, you're starting to pop out gray hair. Your kids are having kids and you don't get a do-over. You know, so it's important to spend time with family. And so one of the things I wanted to throw out there is for those people who don't get to have family time, it's actually a lot easier than you think to make those things happen. One of the biggest things that I've seen is let's just say you're the family that, or you're the man or the wife or whoever, that you're so busy that it doesn't work with your schedule. How do you go around doing that? You plan, right? If you're working 24 hours a day, you're working 6 days a week, and you have one day left on at the end of the week, Sunday or Saturday or whatever it is, plan ahead. Look at your schedule. Find out where you can actually fit an activity for your family and make it happen. You know, in our family, I have so much going on at work, outside of work, with family, with other things, you know, side business, side work and all that stuff, that for me, unless it's in my calendar, we're not doing it. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. There's just too much going on. So if you're the kind of person where you don't have time, you can make time, but get it scheduled, right? Look at your calendar, find out what days you can afford to actually take off and do things and block that off. And that way, once it's set in stone, it's no longer, what are we going to do today? What do we, are we going to have time? You already set that up. And so when it comes to summer, there's tons of stuff we can do. There's tons of stuff. And I don't know about you guys, but what I like to do is I like to take advantage of my weekends, simply just not doing anything, staying at home, you know, relax, maybe do something in the garden, greenhouse, or maybe just, you know, watch my favorite show. but there's tons of stuff you can do. But it's important, guys, to spend time with your kids, spend time with your family. Every minute that we spend away from our family is a moment we'll never get back. And a lot of people, when they get older and their kids are growing up, those are memories that were never created. Those are memories that were given up because dad was too busy, mom was too busy. There's always something to repair. There's always something to change. There's always something to do. But when it comes to kids, those moments, once they're gone, you don't get no do-overs. So how to go about, you know, making sure that you take advantage of the summer months. Last week, we were talking about the tour fish guides. What a great way to start. Get out there. But, you know, disconnect. That's one of the biggest problems that I see nowadays with kids is you take the iPhone away from them. If I ever had an iPhone as a kid, my dad would have thrown it away. He would have broke it, snapped it in half. He's like, no, you're going out there. You're throwing rocks. You're going to go kick rocks. One way or another, you're throwing something.
You wouldn't have built a single tree for it.
And so, you know, kids want that. They want to be able to spend time with mom and dad. They want to be able to go out there and, you know, get their hands dirty. But if they're comfortable and too comfortable sitting behind that screen, you're going to fight. You're going to fight them. And I'll tell you what, you know, nowadays, kids win more than parents. It's sad. But we start that culture now, right? We build that culture. And in Alaska, it's a perfect place to start because you got sun 24 hours a day in the summertime. You're not going to have to worry about them, you know, not being in the mood. As long as there's sun out there, those kids are running. They got energy. But Aaron, you got kids too. What are some things that you could recommend to our listeners when it comes to, you know, spending time with family and taking advantage of, you know, the summertime? Before we go into that, guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. I'm Jesse. This is this show is going to be about family. And with me, I have Aaron. He's been on the show for the last couple of weeks. And we're talking about how to take advantage of summers, especially when it comes to family.
Yeah. Yeah, Sue. I actually try to keep my kids busy in the winter, too. But summer is special because mm-hmm. it's short. We have beautiful weather. Sun 24 hours. Lots of manic days, no sleep, you know, take advantage of it. You don't want to miss a single thing. That's super important for my family, me and my kids, because they do fall into that category where they are super addicted to electronics.
Yeah.
It's like a drug addiction. So I have to get them out of the house. They have to do stuff. It's good for their brain development. You know, they're not sitting at home just stagnating, becoming a couch potato. I'm a little opposite from you with the planning. I don't do a lot of planning, never really have. I think spontaneous adventures are more fun for me than something planned.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I plan stuff out, the plans don't happen the way the way I expected it. So I just throw that out the window. There's a lot of Friday mornings where I have no idea where I'm going to start driving to Friday evening after work. I'm going to go somewhere, but sometimes I don't even know where it is, you know. And if you don't have time to go somewhere, or, you know, you can't afford it, or life happens, go to Chena Lakes. Get outside. Go to Tanana Lakes. Rent a paddleboard. Rent a kayak. Float around. Take them to the beach. Just try to keep them away from the weeds and swim rich.
Oh, yeah.
But do something outside, you know, go to a park if you got little ones. You know, turn the Wi-Fi off if you have to. Get the teenagers out on their bikes or skateboards, you know.
Yeah, get their blood pumping. One thing that we did was we bought a four-wheeler for our kids. And, you know, it's one of those things when you're a parent, you always think about the worst-case scenario, them running off a cliff, them going, you know, out of your driveway into the street, some car hitting them.
Life's a risk.
Yeah.
You got to take a risk, you know, calculated risks.
Yep. And you can prepare for that, you know, make sure that you're, if you have a fence, make sure it's closed. If you have a gate, make sure it's closed. You know, and then communicate with your kids. Kids learn. They'll listen. They'll listen. If you set them up for failure, they're going to fail. If you set them up for success, they will be successful. So what we did is, you know, we went before we actually brought the four-wheeler home. We went with the kids and we explained to them, look, when we get this four-wheeler, you are not going past this. If you're driving past this, you're in big trouble. And so they stay away from that, you know, and they know very well. So one of the greatest, you know, feelings about having a four-wheeler is they're going to learn. They might fall off. They might smack into something. You know, the first day that we got it, my daughter, she went full throttle. So I had to adjust it and she found a way how to go about fixing that. So she's full throttle. And I was like, man, I thought my son was going to be like that. But no, she took it up and she just goes. Well, she hit one of those big old, I think it's maybe 40 gallon flower pot. And it was full of soil with flowers growing on top. And all I remember hearing was boom, super loud sound. The four-wheeler stopped. I go around and she hit this thing full, you know, head on. And she's like, I'm so sorry. It's good because they're not stuck behind a screen where their brain shuts off. They think about different things. Okay, next time I'm going to go around this. I'm going to slow down ahead of time. I'm going to corner fast. Whatever it is that they have to do, their brain, their gears are starting to turn. So it's important to put them in a place where they have to use their brain. When you look on the screen, even those educational ones, their brain turns off. They see these colors, sounds, and they get excited.
They have to have those oh crap moments.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's tough as a parent to know they're out there alone and they're making big decisions on their own involving their safety. They need that scare, you know. They have to have it so they learn not to do it next time.
That's a big one. You know, one thing that I've seen is that, you know, for my generation, for those who were kept inside of the house, now they have a harder time making big boy decisions. You know, like, should I invest in this? Should I buy this? Should I even do that? Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me I have Aaron. We were just talking about family, how important it is to spend time with them, take advantage of the summer months. But when it comes to giving the kids responsibility, that's their development stage, just giving them a responsibility. Hey, you know, with my daughter, this is your four-wheeler. You got to take care of it. And going over those things and what to expect and, you know, what to do and what not to do, she went out of her way to tell me, hey, Dad, I actually cleaned my four-wheeler. I didn't tell her to do that. I told her, take care of it. Make sure that everything's okay. And if anything breaks, let me know.
But pride and ownership. Further.
Yeah. And it's a good thing to build in them now. When they get older and they go through these situations where they got to be responsible, they're going to subconsciously remember that, hey, I had a responsibility when I was a kid, and this is what I did with it. I know that as a kid, I went to that extreme to make sure that I took care of my stuff, that I was safe, that I did this and I did that. How much more would they be able to do when they get older? What if they wanted to start a business, start a family? It will be easier for them because their development was established when they were kids.
I was born in 1980. So every time I stepped outside, I had no crap moment. Every single time, but hopefully you learn from them. You know, sometimes I would have to make the same oh crap moment over and over again before I learned. But it was wild. There was no rules. If there were rules and you broke them, as long as nobody found out about it, you were good to go. There was a tree fort in every patch of woods, you know. Yeah, it was a pretty special time.
That's another big one is a tree fort. You know, it's a house outside, right? And the kids love little tiny spaces. And as long as there's no TV in there or computers, they're going to be out there for hours and hours.
We had magazines back then, and there was one in every tree fort.
That's awesome. So there are definitely more than one way to, there's definitely more than one way to actually have fun with your kids. You know, go to the lakes, you know, paddle boards, that's popular. Kayaks, that's a big one. There's so much that you can do, right? There's fishing, there's hunting, of course, when it's available. Take your kids. Make sure that you got your, you know, your guns. Make sure you have bear mace. Make sure that you have, you know, protective gear. Make sure that your kid is set up so that way when they're out there, they're not complaining because it's too cold or it's too hot or they don't have anywhere to sit down or they're hungry or whatever. There's plenty of things you can do. But spending time with your kids, guys, we've talked about this on the show in the past, but it's important. It's crucial. It's a must. Take advantage of every moment that you have that you could spend that one-on-one with your kids. I don't know about you guys, but for me personally, what I don't want to experience, I'm already thinking ahead, right? When I turn 67 years old and, you know, God be willing, we have grandchildren. I don't want to look back and be like, man, these kids, I was absent because I was too busy with work. Money can be made anytime, anywhere, in many different ways. You're not going to get that back with time. Once that time is given up, you don't get a do-over. You don't get a second chance. Summers is a great time to start taking advantage of. You don't have to worry too much about rain. Thank God that this year, it wasn't that bad with smoke. Yeah, we did have that one, brief, you know, moment of smoke going in and out of the city. But we had a pretty good summer so far. And like I said, man, 24-hour sunlight, there's so much you could do with the kids outside.
Kids that hunt, fish, and camp don't mug little old ladies. I saw that on a bumper sticker once a long time ago.
That's funny. And here's another one, actually, I saw. There's no recalls on moose meat.
Yeah, there
go you hunting. Go out there. Go get your hands dirty.
Just know how to take care of it.
Yeah, that's a big one. But there's definitely things you can do out there with family. You know, one of the things we do is on the weekends, if we don't want to go anywhere, but we want to get outside, we'll take the kids. We got them gloves at the Hawks Greenhouse. You can find them pretty much at any greenhouse, even at your local box store. You get yourself, you know, those garden gloves for you and your kids and go out there and start picking at things. Teach them how to weed. Teach them how to cut grass if you can, if they're old enough. Teach them how to turn your property, your place, your home into something beautiful that you look forward to coming home to, right? So we spent, you know, this last weekend, we spent after work going out there with the kids. Man, we had a blast. And the one thing that I had the biggest moment with was, I'm from Portland, Oregon. And when I was a kid, people took care of their house, their homes. And I had that same feeling, like it was deja vu, like I lived it, but I actually did. And it was a memory that came up because I remember when I was a little kid, my dad actually took the lawnmower out there and he showed us, hey, how to trim, how to cut bushes, how to, you know, do landscaping. And it was such a good experience. And now I get to do that for my house. So now I don't have to spend money on some landscaper to come out there, charge me for a quote, charge me for labor, charge me for material. I already know how to do all those things. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue this awesome conversation. And once we come back, we'll pick up where we last left off on.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Gen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me I have Aaron. Right before the break, we actually were talking about family, okay? And we're talking about the different things that we can do in the summertime, right? And this is probably the best time that people could take advantage of anything outdoors. Is in the summertime, right? There's so much that you can do. But once it's gone, it's gone. So if you're the kind of person where like, oh, I'll do it next year. I'm sorry, but most of the time, that's all it's ever going to be. And every summer that passes by, it's a summer that's never going to come back. You know, I was watching, I was on Facebook a couple of days ago, and I was watching, I think it was Dave Chappelle, or I can't remember who it was. I think it was Dave Chappelle. And he was talking about, he goes, you get 75 winters, and let's just average that out, right, at 75 years for the lifespan of a human. But imagine you get 75 winters, 75 summers, 75 falls, 75 springs. And each time that the number gets smaller, you start to realize that you actually don't have that much time.
You only have about 16, 17 summers with your children.
Yeah, and that.
Yeah.
And so once that's gone, you're done. I don't want to feel that when I get old. I don't want to. I'd rather do everything right now in my power to not ever have that feeling like I didn't do anything with my kids. So everything that we do and anything that we don't do is something that we teach our kids, right? If we don't spend time with them in the summertime, we're teaching them that that's okay. So when they have kids, there's going to be that distance between them and their children. And the worst part of it is if you're around, there's an even greater distance because you as the grandparent to your child and to your great-grandchildren, that's too much. That's way too much. But we were talking a little bit about camping. That's another big one. And Aaron, I know that you have a lot of experience and a lot more than I do with camping, but there's so many different ways to camp, right? What are some of the ways that people camp up here?
Yeah, so I'm a hardcore camper. I want to get away from society, kind of live like a caveman for 15 days in a row. But not, you know, that's not everybody's cup of tea. I talk about, you know, me and Jesse have been talking a lot about hunting and fishing because that's what we do. But we only see, you know, the world through our goggles. Mm-hmm. Lots of people up here camp. You know, you can go out and rough it bare bones, minimalistic as much as possible. Or you can go out in your camper, go to a campsite, plug in, hook up your septic system, have your Wi-Fi, and you're out of your house, you know. The world's your oyster. You know, there's so many different things you do with a camper or a tent or a tarp.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a really good, you know, it's important to know that there's more than one way to do it, right? You know, you hear the saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Because the same thing with camping, you know. Sometimes some people can't live without their TV. You can take a TV worker, you know, you're camping. There's Starlink. There are mobile hotspots that you can take that, you know, you can bring network out. You could do a fifth wheel. You can do, you know, just a regular pull behind trailer. You could do, there's those foldable tents that you can put on your vehicle, mm-hmm. on top, in the back. You can camp inside of your vehicle. They make, you know, blow up mattresses and.
Or on top.
Yeah. There's so much that you can do. And, you know, it may not be that, you know, everybody wants to go spend a night out. But you take some, you know, camp chairs, make a fire, and do a turn and burn. Some people, that's all they can afford to do. There's so many different ways to spend time out there mm-hmm. and just break away from society.
You know? You can go camp places where you can order a pizza.
So there's definitely – and then if you guys haven't already if you guys already know, we do have a couple sources here in Fairbanks. And then there are a few apps that you can actually – rent an RV, rent a truck with a trailer. You can, there's options galore, guys. There's so many things that you can do when it comes to camping.
The state has cabins all over the state.
And
the Alaska, you know, government has cabins all over the place.
There's,
you know,
that
one
too.
Of my favorites is on Lisa Lake out in Delta Junction. You know, it's just a mile hiking. I've gone there in the winter, walked across the ice. Beautiful cabins, maintained. One of my favorite things about going and spending time at these state cabins is the logbooks that are there mm-hmm. and reading all the notes everybody wrote, you know, prior to me, and then leaving a cool note for the next person.
That's so cool. And, you know, doing that with kids, it does something to their brain. It gets them to think outside the box.
We were meant to live outside, I believe. You know, we were originally hunters and gatherers, and we still have that inside of us.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not over yet. There's still plenty that we can do out there. But guys, when it comes to summertime, you got fairs, you got, you know, all these shows, you know, at the Carlson Center. There's so much to do. And if you can't find anything to do, you're not digging enough. If you go online and go to Google and type in, what can we do as a family in Fairbanks, Alaska? And sometimes it might not even be in Fairbanks. It could be in Denali. That's another big one. There's plenty of, you know, things that you could do out in Denali. You can go on helicopter rides. You can go on kayaks. You can do bike riding.
Whitewater rafting is pretty big down there on the Nanana River.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit about that? Because that is a pretty popular thing going on down there.
Yeah, there's a few companies down there that do whitewater rafting. A few of them have been there for many, many years. They have guides that take you down there. It's safe. It's pretty cool experience. You know, you get that sense of danger for a little while.
Yeah.
You know,
for the adrenaline junkies,
get your blood pumping.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, you can even go on there's those tour buses that go up on a tundra, and you can drive up to where the bus stations are at, but that's it.
Yeah, about 30 miles.
Yeah, and that mm-hmm. is it. So if you're
and
out
that's
there,
a cool drive too, even if you don't do the bus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then a lot of people don't know the state will the state will raffle off a few permits to where you can go drive the road in your personal vehicle.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do that right when you apply for your special hunt permits. They have a permit you can apply for to drive your personal rig out there, and they stagger it. So there isn't a whole bunch of people driving that road at the same time.
Well, that's good to know. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and with me I have Aaron. We were just talking about, you know, all the things that you can do, especially when it comes to Denali, right? It's a really awesome touristy town. There's good food. Man, they got a place out there. Great pizza, great food. You know, you got the brewery that's down there as well. There's so much. There's just tons of things you can do. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I would encourage our listeners that don't get out much, do a road trip. Go down to Anchorage. They got, they have the zoo down there. They have an aquarium. That's one of the biggest things that my kids cannot wait for is when we actually get to go down there, and we're trying to go down there this coming up weekend. But for them to get out there and just see the city, you know, because in Fairbanks, we don't have any skyscrapers yet, you know, so they get to experience life a little bit differently in a larger city, you know, where things are more rushed and a little bit more fast paced. But there's so many things you can do down there. You got stuff in Wasilla, you got stuff in Kenai, in Soldotna. There's so much that you can do.
There's an indoor water park down there in Anchorage too. I've taken my kids to several times.
Oh wow, did not even know that.
We usually do that in the winter.
Okay.
But you know, there's a lot of people who go in the summer.
Yeah, there's also that Nordic spa. For those people who love the saunas and, you know, being outside and doing cold plunges, Nordic Spa, guys, you got to check it out. My wife will not stop talking about it. If that was the only place that she could ever escape to for the rest of her life, she'd get an annual pass. She would go there every single day. So they got a great amenity, like food restaurants. They got, you can stay there in their hotels. There's so much going on down there, and it's a pretty bougie place. It's not a rundown place. They're very clean. It's a very high-end place. So if you're wanting to escape with your spouse, I wouldn't recommend going in the summertime. I don't even think they're open in the summer. But for the wintertime, man, it's a beautiful spot. So go check it out, guys. Nordic Spa down in Anchorage. Can't miss them. They're pretty big. And it's a great place to also give gift cards to for people who come from other states. You know, a lot of people go to Chena Hot Springs, but there are plenty of other places that you can get gift cards for that, you know, your guests can splurge on, you know, get that Alaska feel, get that experience that I've traveled to Alaska and I got to see the water. I got to see this. I got to see that, the mountains. So there's definitely a lot of things that you guys can do. Guys, we're coming to an end on our show. We got a couple minutes left. For those people who are looking for a backup system for their home, for their business, for their shop, for on-grid, off-grid, doesn't matter what it is, come to Gen Solar. Okay, 29 College Road, can't miss us. We're right there in that corner building, right next to REI, across from the Bentley Mall. You can also give us a call, 290-3333, or you can visit us online at gensolar.net. We have products. We can let you guys know what we have on hand for inventory. We do DIY kits for on-grid, off-grid. There are so many things that we have to offer. We do backup batteries from different companies, so you have more than one choice. We do generators as well, so we have the standby ones. We can even do from small, you know, 10 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt standby generators, all the way up to the larger generators that are the Protector series through Generac. They're the ones that go from 30 kW all the way up to, I can't remember which one, I think it's 48 kilowatt. So there's definitely a lot more than one option that we have at Gen Solar. Guys, if you have a Generac generator that you want maintenance on, give us a call, 290-3333. If you guys have warranty and you need somebody to come take care of it, give us a call. We'll deal directly with Generac, get you taken care of, and get you back online. We also offer a 24/7 monitoring system where we monitor your generator 24/7. And if anything goes wrong, we get a text message from the generator stating what's going on with it so that way we can take care of it. And then we also include in that service, we also include an annual maintenance. So, guys, thank you so much for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.